Hello, it's me again, and you're listening to installment 12 of the DMX Crew podcast. This time around, it's the 45 special. I'll only be playing 7-inch 45 RPM records for no particular reason other than I fancied it this time. Going to start off with the Shirelles from 1962. My mother's record collection, that's the Shirelles with I Don't Think So, which was the B-side of Everybody Loves a Lover. Here's another 1960s B-side I've also inherited from my mum. This one's by Dusty Springfield.
Thank you.
That one's the B-side of Some of Your Lovin' from 1965. It's Dusty Springfield with I'll Love You for a While. And while my mum was digging the swinging 60s pop sounds, this is what was going on over in Jamaica. Sounding record that is. That's Angie La La by Nora Dean, the track sometimes just known as I, and it's on Duke Reed's seminal ska and rocksteady label Treasure Isle. Here's another Jamaican record that was made 8 years later in 1977 and reached number one in the UK singles charts at the beginning of the following year. This is Althea and Donna with Uptown Top Ranking.
Check out with jamming and ting. Love it. khaki suit and ting. Love is all I bring in a me khaki suit and ting. Nah pop no style, I strictly roots. Nah pop no style, I strictly roots.
Classic party tune there from Althea and Donna, that's Uptown Top Ranking. I've just noticed that there haven't been any slow jams in my show to date, really, so I thought I'd drop on now from one of my favourite 80s funk groups, Zap. This is their classic song about internet dating before any such thing existed. It's Computer Love.
Beautiful, beautiful love. Hey, yeah. come give.
Kind of extremely prescient of Zapp to make a song about meeting people online, except that Kraftwerk beat them to the punch by a couple of years with their own song, Computer Love, which perhaps I ought to play now, but I'm not going to, because listening to Zapp and Roger, who was undoubtedly the king of the talk box, made me wonder what was the earliest robot voice talk box record I could think of. And digging through the 7-inch archives, the oldest one I can find is this one from 1964, which is by Peter Drake, and it's called I'm Just a Guitar.
I'm just a guitar. Everybody thinks of me.
Another 60s B-side on the Smash label, which released a lot of James Brown's instrumental stuff. That's Peter Drake letting his guitar do the talking via the magic of the talk box on a song entitled I'm Just a Guitar. Here's a more recent robot voice tune from 1986. This time the robot voice is created with a vocoder, and it's an LA electro jam by DJ Antron, which was never released at the time apart from a handful of test pressings. But in 2004, Freddie Fresh pressed up some 45s on his label. The name of the song is Earthquake.
Show it since I made it to the top. I never felt alone. I'm the storm, but the cooler. Well, the
competition ruler. I'm cool, see, don't be in it, is none cooler.
Baby, jack sucking, the dish decay. Your decrease in number, every rhyme I say, you go throw. On the spot, when I step on the scene, I'm K-Rock G and I die. This brother supreme,
and pieces featuring the Brothers Supreme and Two Counts Ice. That's DJ Antron, and the name of the jam was Earthquake. So far we've had tunes from the 60s, 70s and 80s. Today, now it's time to move up into the 90s with this track on the classic Roman techno label Sounds Never Seen from Laurie D, entitled Cleaner from Prati. Electro-ish tune there from Laurie D, who I first met back in the 90s when I was working in Ambient Soho record shop, and a long-haired, mustachioed, rock-looking guy came in and dropped a few test pressings on the counter without saying much and walked off down the street. As I glanced at them and saw the name Laurie D and the words Sounds Never Seen, I realised who it was and jumped over the counter and sprinted down the street after him to talk to him. So that's Laurie D. Kind of unusual to get a techno track on a 7-inch record, but not long afterwards one of the most famous Detroit labels followed suit and Underground Resistance started issuing 45s. This is one of their best ones in my opinion. I guess you could put that together with the zap tune in that it's something to do with internet-based, well, if not love, then let's say hookups. Something of a change of direction for Underground Resistance. That's Pervtech with Webcam Freak Show. Now I'm going to take you back in time to 1978 for another high-tech, perverted tune. This one's the first release on the classic British electronic label Mute, who later brought us Yazoo and Depeche Mode and lots of other classic electronic stuff. It's by The Normal, and it's called Warm Leatherette.
Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. See the breaking glass in the underpass. See the breaking glass in the underpass. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. Warm Leatherette. crashing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crashing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette. Melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick. Let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
It probably wouldn't be that difficult to put together a really good show just comprising of late 70s and early 80s British synth music directly inspired by the works of J.G. Ballard. That song was based on his novel Crash, which is something to do with the eroticisation of crashing vehicles into each other, and the title was Warm Leatherette by The Normal. There was a whole lot of amazing stuff going on in Britain in the late 70s and early 80s, something to do with cheap synthesisers coming out of Japan. In fact, there's a really good documentary about it on the BBC a week or two ago called Synth Britannia, which I highly recommend looking up and watching. The next song is another B-side from a band who I've featured in the podcast before. They're called Visage, and this is from their first single, Tar, but it's the flip side, entitled Frequency 7.
Stop.
That's the somewhat little-known original version of Frequency 7 by Visage. There's another version of it called the Dance Mix, which is on the B-side of Mind of a Toy, which is much more well-known and was a big club hit in Detroit, apparently. It's instrumental and slowed down and reminds me a lot of Drexia, despite having come out in 1979. Here's a far more obscure British record from the same year. This one's from Manchester, and it's by a band called Jerry and the Holograms. In a very similar way to the previous track by Visage, doesn't it? That's Jerry and the Holograms, by Jerry and the Holograms, and the name of the record label is Absurd Records. And other than that, I couldn't tell you anything at all about it, apart from I think they're from Manchester. Here's another band who started in the late 70s making electronic music from the north of England. They're called the Human League. We'll be right back. magnificent 7-inch double pack entitled Holiday ATEP, that's the Human League, with Dance Vision. Every now and then when I'm recording these podcasts, I suddenly realise there's an actor I haven't yet featured. And here we are on the 12th show, and I'm rather shocked at myself to have to admit that that's the first Human League track that I've played. What a fantastic band, so many amazing tracks. I'm going to have to feature them heavily in future shows, without a doubt. Here's another band who I'm quite surprised I haven't already featured on the show. They're another synthesizer act, this time from Japan, and they're called Yellow Magic Orchestra. Technopolis by Yellow Magic Orchestra, who are sometimes lazily referred to as the Japanese Kraftwerk. Personally, I think the two bands couldn't be more different, and YMO's rather kitsch, self-conscious orientalism contrasts strongly with the stripped-down funk of Kraftwerk. And if you didn't think Germans with synthesizers could be funky, then take a listen to this.
Musikant mit Taschenrechner in der Hand. bin der Musikant mit Taschenrechner in der Hand.
The British title of that song is Pocket Calculator. That's the German version, Taschenrechner. There's also a Japanese version called Dentaku and a French version called Mini Calculateur. And in many ways, it would have been smart to play the Japanese version because it would have followed on nicely from Yellow Magic Orchestra. And an even better reason to play would be, of course, that it hasn't got a big crack in it and it doesn't skip. So sorry about the glitches during that. That's the only copy of Taschenrechner I've got, and it's a bit knackered. But nevertheless, I wanted to share it. I think that record's at least as funky as anything James Brown did, although, of course, it's nowhere near as warm and organic. You could call it a kind of cold funk, I suppose. Here's one of the coldest records in my collection. It's on green vinyl, and it's one of those mysterious Reflex releases under the name Universal Indicator.
Thank you.
nothing funky about that. That's a nice mind-numbing repetitive acid tune from the Universal Indicator triple pack on Reflex that comprised a green vinyl 12-inch, 10-inch and 7-inch set. And of course, in keeping with today's theme, that was from the 7-inch record in that set. Today's podcast has been the shortest one to date, no doubt because playing 45s meant all the tracks were pretty short, and I've kept the talking to a minimum today and let the music speak for itself. I'm going to leave you with a ridiculously hard, almost cartoonishly violent track from Blood Cluck Gangster Youth entitled Kill or Be Killed. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Tune in next time. See ya.
You know me? I am the original Dandana. You understand? Jamaican road boy. I don't want to ramp with bomber clad me. Come on. I murder people for fun.
Well, I'm so harsh. I know.
Tonight, is that a kill? I'll be killed.